Hi, good morning. You ready for a little fun music? Who knows what this is? This is Charlie Brown Christmas Dance. If you're anywhere around my age, I don't know how much past my age this was popular, but I'm looking at right now the video of all of the crew dancing, and I played this at my coaching group this week, and I just was just excited to play it for you too because there's such joy. I mean, it's really unbridled joy. The way that the cartoon is done, each of the little kids has sort of their signature dance, and Pigpen's got the dust flying off of him, and Snoopy's just like going to town on the guitar. And don't know if I made this memory up or if this was actually happened, but I do remember being at a George Winston concert. Oops, I should turn this down. I guess I'm yelling over it. I remember being at a George Winston concert in New York City, and I think that I know he played this at the end. It was around Christmas time, and I know he played this at the end, but my memory is that he invited people onto stage to dance. So I have this really beautiful memory of being on stage with George Winston while he was playing this. I'm gonna have to try and like find a couple of the women who were there. I was doing a semester in New York City, an arts program through my college, and so I was living there from, I think it was like August to December. And that was such a beautiful memory. I don't think I made it up, but isn't that funny? And in some ways, it doesn't matter really, because I'm telling you this and I feel the joy of being on stage doing, that sort of the thing I love about this Charlie Brown Christmas dance is it's just like everybody just being exactly who they are. And everyone just dancing however it feels. I mean, I know they're just cartoon characters, but this is my projection. It's just like people just being together, having fun with the music. And I guess that's what I wanted to bring my coaching group this week. And I guess it's where I wanted to start with you. I'm gonna play just a little another little snippet before I move on. A quote, oh, I wish I knew where it was right now. I wrote it down somewhere in my 400,000 journals in my life. But I remember it was at the beginning of a book, and the quote basically had to do with, it doesn't really matter what's factually true. What matters is something about the fact of what matters is the emotional truth for us, or how we hold it or how we frame it. And I think about that a lot. Like, so in this case, it doesn't really matter to me whether I was on stage dancing or whether somehow like George Winston did play this song and maybe I had imagined how much fun it would be because I feel the joy of it. And our lives are so much about perspective anyway, right? Aren't our lives sort of about, I mean, we all know this, right? We could be standing in front of a clerk at the grocery store and laughing and feeling connected and wanting to make them smile. And we can be in that same grocery in front of that same person at the register and just be in the most sour mood and pissy and it's really so much our perception. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. Even though I'm getting carried away and I'm already 4.5 minutes in. What I wanted to talk about this morning is something that happened just this morning. So when I woke up, I had a text from a friend, and it was one of those sort of SOS texts that, this had happened and that had happened and these outside things, someone being being mean to her, you know, about this or that, and then somebody else doing something that felt very personal and, you know, like things that felt like rejection, basically. And bless her heart, I love this, and I recommend this to everybody who's listening. Bless her heart, she reached out and said, can you tell me something that's good about me? Can you tell me something that you love? And I love that she did that. And again, highly recommend that, you know, to turn to somebody trusted when we're feeling rejected in some way by the outside world. And so I want to read to you one of the things that I read to her, which is a poem by my friend Rosemary Wotolla Tromer, who also happens to be my co-spy master for the Secret Agents of Change kindness projects that we do. And Rosemary's poem is called Remembering the Bozo Bop Bag. My brother thrilled to pummel and punch that red-nosed clown again and again, an inflatable plastic sack with a round, weighted base. And always the clown returned to standing. 40 years later, I still don't want to punch anything. Wish, instead, I could be more like that red and blue bozo. Could roll and twist and spin each time life knocks me over. And though I wobble, though I bob, I would, by the laws of physics, return to standing. Yes, I would. And find a way to smile. I love that Rosemary took that bozo bop bag, which again, unknowingly, I sort of had this theme today about, like, right, I think both of those were from the 60s or the 70s, because I remember those bozo bop bags when I was a kid. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but you could probably look it up on the internet. And anyway, I love that she took that because it brings a little bit of whimsy, but it also brings the violence. You know, how violent it feels when we're punched. You know, and I'm putting punched in air quotes, but how violent it feels when somebody says something rude or mean, or when something happens that feels like life is kicking us, you know? And there's that violence, but in this poem with the bozo bop bag, there's also a way of bringing a little whimsy to it, because if you can even imagine that bottom-weighted clown just kind of bopping back up. And I was telling my friend, I read her this poem and was telling her that my friend Trisha, when we worked at the Humane Society together, Trisha had this little tiny penguin on her desk that was also bottom weighted. And it was just this tiny little figurine. And when you could flick it, you know, and it would knock over, but it would get right back up. Same thing. And I know Trisha kept that there to remind her when she got knocked down to get back up. And I love that it was an animal, because it was a humane society. And it also was a reminder of the bigger why of what we were doing. And I have that. She gave it to me when she left that job. And I know I have it. I'm going to have to dig it up in my special little things box. But anyway, I guess that's what I wanted to say. You know, so when I was leaving this voice note for my friend, I was remembering many, many times, right? We all know this place where it can feel as if we're handing over our sense of self to someone or more than one person, even strangers in the world, and that it's easy to get that sense of hollowness, or you know, to take something personally to the extent where we feel like we're questioning who we are. And I think it's so necessary. It's so necessary that we all have a compass inside of us that we can look to remind us of where our values are, where we want to align, where we can be congruent with what's true for us, how we can connect to our heart and our intentions, and to really, you know, somehow shut out everything else and really come back to that place. Because that's the true compass, right? That's the true nature of who we are. And I know because I know because you're the person, you're the kind of person who's listening to this, because you're the sort of person who cares about what I care about. You know, you care about love and appreciation and being here in life and living a life that feels vital and alive and loving and compassionate and good. I know that about you, right? That's who you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I don't know what you'd be doing, but maybe, I don't know, but you wouldn't be here. And so I already know that. And hopefully when you turn inside, you see that too. Like, oh, I'm someone who, you know, maybe I'm not 100% in alignment. None of us are. Maybe I'm not always loving and compassionate the way that I want to be. None of us are. But that's a value. That's something that you care about. And that in itself, wow, it just, you know, boom, you know, good person. Good, loving person. I can tell you that. So whatever you can do to come back to that knowledge. And, you know, the other thing is, this is what I said to my friend, is find the things that bring you joy and just really focus in on that. Like, I just came from a little bicycle ride this morning and it was really quiet out because it's early. And, you know, for most of my life, I didn't ride a bicycle. I never learned when I was a kid. And it was something that I just dreamed about. And literally, I have a lot of dreams about bicycles because they represent some sort of vitality and freedom to me. But when I was, it was my 30th birthday, and my son's dad, Bob, bought me a bike. And I was like, oh my God, how could you buy me a bike? I don't know how to ride a bike. It's just awful. It's just triggering all of my inadequacies. But, you know, along with the bike, he took me to, you know, places up in the wine country where it was quiet and there weren't any cars, and taught me how to ride. And anyway, I digress, as they say. But this morning, maybe I don't digress, because this morning I had a little bit of a whim, was like, oh, I'm going to go out right when I got up and take a little ride. And it connected me to that. It connected me to that place just inside of me that doesn't have to do with anybody else or anything, right? There's no, like, I'm not looking to get any accolades or awards for riding up and down my street, but it makes me happy and it brings me to this place of aliveness. And that's, I think, one of the prescriptions for when we're focused too much on someone or something outside of us. So you ready for a little more? If you are somewhere where you can stand up and dance, I'm going to dance right now. I'm giving you that little advance. I'm going to play another, I don't know, half a minute or minute of this, and we're going to dance, okay? And you're going to dance like, if you could remember how the Peanuts characters dance, you could just do that, or just flop your arms around, or just make your legs like noodles. Okay? You ready? I have the advantage of seeing the video, so I can imitate them. And oh my gosh, I can't even tell you, it's so much fun. There's this little boy in a green shirt. All he's doing, he's got his arms straight out, and he's moving his legs. And another guy, arms straight down at his side, just his head, left and right. This girl's like punching up, up, up. It is so much fun. Oh, now Snoopy's dancing around his guitar. If you're not up and dancing, please promise me. Okay, let me turn this down. If you're not up and dancing right now, promise me. I'll put the link in. I was going to say go find it, but you don't have to. I'll put the link in. Click on the link. Just watch 30 seconds of it and dance. I promise you, it'll make you smile. You know, and I think that, right, it's just moments. It's these simple, tiny moments in our lives that make all the difference. You being here on the other side of this, it's like you've changed my morning, right? And you've been doing this since the pandemic started. I started these back last year, right around when the pandemic started. I started doing these love grams. thinking that I wanted to offer support to the world, but little did I know, of course, right, that that would be the medicine that would help me navigate it. And you're still here helping me. I haven't said this for a long time, but I think for many months when I was leaving these, I was quoting Ram Dass. You know, we're all just walking each other home. We're all just walking each other home. And isn't that the truth? Thank you. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for those of you who got up and danced with me. Even though I can't see you, I love it. And thank you to those of you who will click that link later and dance and give yourself a moment, a pinprick of light, a moment of joy. You know, my tagline, which I don't say very often, but on my website, is making moments into gifts. And I just remind you of that. A tiny moment can be a gift to ourselves. A tiny moment can be a gift to someone we love. Maybe if you live with someone, it doesn't have to be children. You could pull your children in. You could pull your roommate, your partner, and ask them to dance with you. It will literally be a gift. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.